Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw I had a gun, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Oh, Cam Heat bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I'd like to tell you about how to find out more about my book, my new book, The Age of the Customer. And you can find that at ageofthecustomer.com. That's the website. You can read, you can watch, you can listen. We have a lot of different kinds of multimedia information there on the on the new book, also how to buy the book, different ways you can do that, including the ebook, which currently is available at Amazon. We got the ebook coming out real soon in other ways, but right now it's available at Amazon and Kindle. So check that out at ageofthecustomer.com. Tom Becker is our guest. He's the author of There's No Business Without the Show. He has his own radio show in Omaha, Nebraska. And his website is is it TomBecker.com? Is that right, Tom?
TomBecker.com, yes.
All right,
TomBecker.com, B-E-C-K-A.
There you go. Tom, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tom's a longtime Brain Trust member, folks. And There's No Business Without the Show. That's his book, Using Showbiz Skills to Get Blockbuster Sales. Tom, one of the things that I think people might, that I'd like you to talk about is why it's still relevant to small business owners to have a relationship with a local radio station.
Oh, you know, everybody, I was using this analogy, okay? It's like the new media, and the new media is important. I'm not discounting it at all. At the same time, new media is almost like the hot young woman that you might have an affair with, but you still go home to your wife. You know what I mean? And radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I
you can't say I didn't warn you. I told you to buckle up. Go ahead, Tom.
but radio, I mean, right now, people that are listening to you, you have a relationship with that audience. That audience has a relationship with you. You connect with them because you're connecting with them. That radio ad on your show or on, you know, the stations that you're on, you know, the people are listening for information. When they get an ad on that radio station, especially with any talk format, when they get that ad, they're getting more information, which is what they want, which is why they're listening to you in the first place. So the ad is very effective. You know, people are consuming the media differently, but they're still going to radio. Whether they get your message on the radio or maybe online, you know, on the radio station's online sites, you know.
That's the important point there, Tom, and this ties into what we were saying in the last segment. Folks,
yeah.
When you think about your local radio station, you don't have to just think about local radio spots, because they're doing new media too. There, you can sponsor podcasts there. You can sponsor the internet feed. You can sponsor their blog. I mean, there's a lot of different things you could do. The local people are supporting local radio affiliates. They're not just by listening to the broadcast every hour. They're checking out other things. They're looking at news feeds and things like that. So the main thing to remember is any radio station is still in business, Tom, is not your grandfather's radio station.
No, you're right. You're right, because they've had to adapt. They've had to change with the new environment. And again, radio traditionally has always been the medium that is best suited for change.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, if you look at newspapers are the ones. Newspapers, you know, well, we've done it this way for the last 200 years, and they've never changed.
Right.
TV stations, for the most part, are just, you know, so tied to the networks and that they've not had a lot of freedom to change. But local radio has had that opportunity. And so with your local radio station and with the stations that you're on, you know, they've got websites, they've got new media out there, too.
Yep.
But it still boils down to this, Jim. It still boils down to the basics. And the basics are you are connecting with the audience. You're connecting with the audience. And no matter what line of business you're in,
yep.
It still boils down to the basics. Yeah, you may not do it the way you always used to do it, but it still boils down. Are you providing a good product or a value? Are you relating to your audience? Are you relating to your customer? And that's what it boils down to. No matter what you have to deal with, all the other new technology, any other things that are out there, That's important, but it's building up on a foundation about, are you giving the person the most bang for their buck?
Yep. Hey Tom. What do you think is the future of radio?
Overall, I'm optimistic about it. I mean, because there's all this talk about the connected car, and you know what that's going to be. What that's going to mean is going to be more opportunity. Now, what radio needs to do is find ways to be as relatable as possible to their audience.
Well, if they've got an internet feed, if they've got a simulcast, like I was talking about in the last segment, they can be in the connected car too.
Yeah. No, you're right, and that's just it. And they will be. So it's going to change, but overall I'm optimistic about it because it still boils down to people need to feel connected, people want to be entertained, people need, the spoken word medium or radio or music or whatever. I feel much better about, you know, when you talk about radio, the future of radio, I feel much better about formats like yours and formats like mine. There's the spoken word format
that's
that I might feel about music.
It's the spoken word part. That you know, the video is not going to work in automobiles, right? You got to drive, and so the spoken word is still has a long, you know, a long and healthy future, and I think it will be. I think radio affiliates will still be relevant in the connected automobile, but they've got to be prepared for that, though. That's for sure. Hey Tom, I got to wrap it up. Hey Tom, Becca.com, right?
TomBecca.com, BECKA.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Come back soon.
Take care, my friend. We'll talk
to
you later.
See you later. Tom Becca. Ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.